Let's join Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
Hello.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. What can we do for you?
If I have a torch and I put 3 batteries in it and 2 are fully charged and 1 is fully drained, will the torch still produce light?
I think that very much depends on the chemistry of your batteries. A battery is essentially a chemical reaction which is split into 2 halves, and the only way, and so you've got part half A and half B, and for the whole lot's got to happen to be driven, and the only way that they can happen is by passing electrons through your circuit. And eventually the battery runs out because you've run out of all the chemicals you need for the chemical reaction. Now basically you're saying if we apply a large voltage and carry on pushing electrons through the battery, what's going to happen? That will depend on what other chemical reactions go on to move charge through the electrolyte in the battery. Normally, that's quite often quite inefficient. If you've got something like a lead-acid battery, which is symmetrical, it will just start charging up in the wrong direction. Certainly, it's a very simple lead-acid battery will, and so it'll turn into a battery but pointing in the wrong direction. If you have other chemistries of batteries, it could cause all sorts of havoc, and it will depend on the exact chemistry. It will certainly have a very high resistance. It'll work for a bit, but eventually you're just going to run out of chemistry. It'll either stop or it could do all sorts of strange things to your battery. It's certainly going to damage a rechargeable battery.
Thank you, Dave.